Yeah, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield with the Sound of the Blow Monkeys, track entitled Celebrate the Day After You, originally written about Maggie Thatcher, but applies just as well to David Cameron, who seems like Thatcher's corpse bloody zombified the way his government's going on. However, there is hope, of course. Hope in the form of the strikes by teachers, by firefighters, the hugely successful strike by Hovis workers, and of course in on this Sunday's coming protest in Manchester outside the Tory party's own conference. But back to the music right now with the sound of Citizen Smart, track entitled Rat Bag.
Oh, my first name is Willie, my second is Black. The folks famous scheme, they are under attack. Oh, we used to be broke, now we're worse off than that. And we've all had enough, and it's time to fight back. Oh, some Tory came up to a city hotel to tell all his chums his proposals were swell. I booked me a room and I stayed for the night, and I kept my head down till he came into sight. Oh, the chair of the meet said, hello, Duncan Smith. Some woman fae Morningside blew him a kiss. I rose to my feet and some started to hiss. As I spelt out the truth, these words flew fae my lips. Oh, you're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, fae doon London way. You're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, and millionaires pay. You're a rat bag, who'll come take her for seas away. You're a rat bag, and a rat bag, forever you'll stay. Oh, you came for the second rob there, DLA. Stole vital tax credits fae folks and low pay. Now your daft bedroom tax takes her who sees away. Oh, to you and your kind, I have one thing to say. Oh, you're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, fae doon London way. You're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, on a millionaire's pay. You're a rat bag, who'll come take her who sees away. You're a rat bag, and a rat bag, forever you'll stay. Oh, when people fae pelting and throughout the land, rise up and fight back, and united we stand. Today will only seem such a hullabaloo, cause we're gonna be back and see the end of you. Oh, you're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, fae doon London way. You're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, on millionaire's pay. You're a rat bag, who'll come take her who sees away. You're a rat bag, and a rat bag, forever you'll stay. Oh, you're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, fae doon in London way. You're a rat bag, you're a rat bag on the millionaire's pay. You're a rat bag, oh, come take her, cause he's away. You're a rat bag and a rat bag, forever you'll stay. You're a rat bag, you're a rat bag, forever you'll stay.
Yeah, sound there of Citizen Smart, track entitled Rat Bag. Now, Citizen Smart were, of course, most famous for protesting against the bedroom tax. Now, although this coming Sunday's protest in Manchester outside the Tory party conference is mostly against the privatisation of parts of and the increasing demolition of the NHS, and as seen recently by the charging or plans to charge for operations which previously used to be free, the protest is against a whole raft of Tory party policies which have been brought in under Cameron, including the bedroom tax, of course, but also including workfare, the massive job cuts and the massive cuts in services, privatisation of the Royal Mail, the attacks on public sector pensions, which will also have a depressive effect on private sector pensions, ATOSA's inhumane work capability assessments, the hikes in student tuition fees and charges now for people over 25 who want to go in for further education, and the Tories' disgusting racism towards immigrants. So come on with us and march on the Tories in Manchester this coming Sunday, the 29th of September. There are coaches from Chesterfield. Coaches leave Chesterfield Town Hall at 9 a.m. and there are still spaces on these coaches. For more details, email jeaden@tesco.net. That's jeaden@tesco, that's tesco.net, or phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. And whatever the mainstream media says about this coming protest, well, you'll hear all about the truth of what's gone down here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield, along with recordings of some speeches and what have you, next week. And also remember, in the immortal words of Gil Scott-Heron, the revolution will not be televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The Tory vermin want to destroy the NHS and trash the welfare state. Their so-called efficiency savings threaten to throw thousands on the dole. But we can stop them and their rich mates the bosses. Workers at Hovis and social workers in Glasgow went on strike and won their demands last week. Teachers, firefighters and many others are gearing up for walkouts. United we can win. Tens of thousands of teachers are set to strike next week in a battle against Tory Education Secretary Michael Gove. Teachers' unions are coordinating a series of regional strikes across England, but union activists want to go further and are calling on their leaders to name the day for national action. Queues at hospitals, accident and emergency departments have reached December levels 3 months early, before the extra pressure on services from winter. Cuts, understaffing and PFI debts have pushed A&Es to breaking point. 9 out of 10 nurses say the situation puts patients in danger. In Greece, hundreds of thousands of workers were set to strike against the Nazi Golden Dawn party this week. The action follows the murder of rapper Pavlos Fissas, aka Killer P, by a Golden Dawn member last week. Public sector workers in Greece are also striking against mass sackings. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, the pledge by Labour to scrap the bedroom tax is welcome. We now need to put pressure on Labour councils to stop evicting people who can't pay. How the Kenyan shopping mall horror has its roots in Western intervention in Somalia. A feature on the magnificent victory by striking Hovis workers. And do video games really make people into violent psychopaths? You can buy Socialist Worker each Saturday outside Primark in Chesterfield Town Centre from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. Or you can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or else you can have Socialist Worker delivered. For more details, come to the paper sale on Saturdays, the branch meetings on Thursdays, or contact jeaden@tesco.net. That's jeaden@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
To the pictures, see the late late show. You're told that you're a fire risk, so the wheelchair has to go. You're in your seat, you turn around, you wave your wheels goodbye. You don't need many guesses who's gonna be the first to fly. But if you try to argue, that's my leg you're taking away. can guarantee there'll always be somebody there who'll say, you got a chip on your shoulder, got a really bad attitude. Is it any wonder people treat you the way they do? You really should be grateful for all we do for you. Be a quiet little crip without a chip. Waiting on the platform to board the 905. You travel with the livestock, at least it proves that you're alive. You can make friends with the pigeons there and keep each other warm. There's no heathen in that cage and it's brewing up a storm. No clamps to hold you down, you feel your body slipping away. But if you moan, it's 10 to 1, the guard will come and say, you got a chip on your shoulder, got a really bad attitude. Is it any wonder people treat you the way they do? You really should be grateful for all we do for you. And be a quiet little crip without a chip. I've never done a marathon, I'd sooner drink and smoke. But what's your opening question? Are you that TV wheelchair bloke? And how'd you get like that then? Was it some great tragedy? I was stuntman in Jaws 2, and I really earned me fee. And I sit here and wonder what you hear and what you see. Are you looking at the chair, or are you listening to me? Got a chip on your shoulder, got a really bad attitude. Is it any wonder people treat you the way they do? You really should be grateful for all we do for you. Be a quiet little crip without a chip. Oh yeah, be a quiet little crip without a chip. That's right, be a quiet little crip. Quiet little crip. Quiet little crip without a chip.
Yeah, sound there with Ian Stanton, track entitled Chip on Your Shoulder. Now, Saturday gone, the EDL, the fascist EDL, came to Sheffield to protest against a so-called mosque, which was in practice a fish and chip shop. Now, how the fascists, or anybody for that matter, can confuse a fish and chip shop with a mosque, I don't know. Maybe the fish and chip shop was facing Mecca, or perhaps one night on the radio in the fish and chip shop they were playing a song by Cat Stevens, who knows. Anyway, their racist hateful march was countered by a rather bigger counter demo by anti-fascist, anti-racist, including the Unite Against Fascism, including thousands of local people, black and white and Asian, gay and straight, young and old, and I think I'll sort of leave it to some of the people who were there on the day to explain why they were there and how the march went. So here's a recording of some of the speeches from the day.
This is a protest for the EDL call against something that does not exist. They said there was going to be a mosque. Not that there's any problem with there being mosques anywhere. The right to religious freedom is a pretty basic thing in people's lives. Mel Hobson. Thank you all so much for turning out in opposition to the EDL. Nazis in our country. We don't want them in Sheffield. A lovely, vibrant, wonderful city full of many cultures, all of which we love and welcome. Thank you so much for building this. Everyone who's come, everyone who's brought a friend.
We need to stand together. Doesn't matter what colour you are, what sex you are, what sexuality you are, which union you're in, where you work, whether you're working, unemployed, disabled, whatever you are, we must stand together in opposition of the EDL, BNP and other right-wing groups like this. In addition to this, on the 29th, there's a huge demonstration opposing the cuts to our NHS in Manchester. You built this one brilliantly. Try and do the same thing to build that one. Bring along your banners, bring along your friends, get on a coach and go to Manchester to oppose this government's attacks on our NHS. We need to fight these people wherever they come. The tradition of fighting the Nazis goes back to the 30s when they stopped them in outside the City Hall. We're part of a proud tradition and we have to keep it going. This is a multicultural city. It's not a city that's going to be divided by people who continue to fight against us. Those people have got nothing to say on things like the bedroom tax. They've got nothing to say on things like the way the NHS has been attacked and our government has been attacked. They've got nothing to say about that. They've come here to talk about a non-existent mosque because they've really come to put their fascist nonsense across to people and people are not going to fall for it. We have to come here and we have to talk to people in this community about why they're doing it, what they're against, what they're for. These people are disgraceful, they're fascist, they're racist. And they're bloody here! Right, come on! Black or white, unite and fight!
Fuck the EDL!
Black and white,
unite and fight! Fuck the
EDL! Black and white, unite!
We gathered together as a group of people with different reasons are united in this one thing, our humanity. And may we respect the humanity of every person, not exclude or make them afraid or make them inferior or presume ridiculously that somehow we're better. We are together in the human struggle to make this world a better place. May our presence this afternoon, standing out against the forces of opposition to these ideals, help the process of people understanding that we won't be quiet when this goes on. We won't be quiet when EDL come to town, because although it will be an easier option to stay away, we believe that people should be defended. We believe that people should be supported and encouraged to join in with Sheffield, one Sheffield, many cultures. Thank you.
Keep in contact with your Sheffield many cultures. Go on to Facebook. Come and put your details in. We will be taking people to Bradford. We will be supporting people in Bradford. We're going to face another attack from the EDL in October. It's really important that people get involved, join and support. We told the Nazis that they're not welcome here. Now the police did not have that. And we fought the bastards and we, every time they come to Sheffield, we are going to be there to say, no, your filth is not welcome in our city.
Get out of Sheffield, and you get out of everywhere. Go back to the guys where you came from. Sheffield is a united city. Sheffield is a multicultural city. I'm really proud of that. And multicultural Sheffield came together to say no to Nazis, no to fascists, no to racism. We have to keep saying it. We have to fight back. And the thing is that we also have to fight back against the Tories as well, who've been ripping up this racism, who've been the monsters in the NHS about women wearing the veil. That is just racism. We have to fight racism and fascism wherever we see it. So the next thing you can do is come next Sunday to Manchester. Come to Manchester next Sunday, join thousands of other people to fight back against the Tories. No to fascism, no to racism. Thanks for everyone for coming today. You did a bloody brilliant job. Give yourself a round of applause. I think this right here is a beautiful picture of what Sheffield actually looks like. Sheffield does not look like the EDL, and the EDL do not represent Sheffield. We are Sheffield, not the EDL, and they can crawl back into the hole they came out of. My name's Rebecca and I'm the Equal Opportunities Officer for Unison in Sheffield Hallamshire Hospital. I didn't intend to speak today and my voice is pretty knackered from all the chanting, but I felt that I had to speak when I saw the Nazi EDL waving their rainbow flag. The rainbow flag, which is a symbol of peace and a symbol of the LGBT, the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community. The EDL do not represent me. They do not represent any of the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people that I know. The Nazis murdered people like us in concentration camps. The Nazi bomber, David Copeland, killed only Muslims, but also gay people and African people in his bombing campaign in the East End of London. That's why we need unity against the Nazis, and that's why I'm so pleased to be here today.
We're going to move offshore
today, and we're going to need it more and more. So please come back, tell all your friends to come next time. And next time we'll be where we want to be, outside the pub. And it'll be the EDL that are away down the road, hiding. Nazis, come off our streets.
So there you have it. And of course, that one of the main reasons we've got to keep protesting every time the EDL, the BNP or any other Nazis rear their ugly heads is because if we ignore them, they don't go away. We've only had to look at Greece to see what's happened where the Nazis are allowed to grow. They have committed murders of immigrants and murders of anyone who they disagree with, including the rapper Killer P. Now, Killer P's up next, and for those who don't speak Greek, the gist of the rap is: fascists, one thing is certain, we do not forget, we do not forgive, you'd better start running now. So coming up, here's Killer P. We do not forget, we do not forgive.
Εγίνω κόσμος μια μεγάλη φυλακή. Κι εγώ ψάχνω έναν τρόπο τα δεσμά να σπάσω. Έχω ένα μέρος που με περιμένει εκεί. Σε μια πολύ ψηλή κορφή πρέπει να φτάσω. Γι' αυτά πλώνω ξανά πολύ ψηλά τα δυο μου χέρια. Για να κλέψω λίγο φως από τα λάμπερα αστέρια. Δεν αντέχω εδώ κάτω και κοντεύει να με πλήξει. Των ανθρώπων η μιζέρια τόσο όσο και η θλίψη. Δεν αντέχω άλλο κι όλοι αυτοί δεν μου ταιριάξαν. Πήρα τ' άλλο μονοπάτι και όχι αυτό που μου χαράξαν. Ήταν δύσβατο σκληρό και με παγίδες πολλές. Αγάπες, κάρτες και φίλοι, φαρμάκιδες, ορκές. Είχε τέρατα με παράξενες στολές που παραμονεύαν πάντοτε κρυφά με στις σκιές. Μη κοντοσταθείς, απρόκειται να ακολουθήσεις. Τα δόντια σφίξε γερά και μη δακρύσεις. Εγώ το πήγα και το έφτασα στο τέρμα. Και όπως γράφουν στα βιβλία οι παλιοί σοφίοι, θα φτάσει ο ήλιος στο τελευταίο γέρμα. Θα βάλουνε φωτιά από ψηλά οι αετοί.
Για αυτούς με πρόδωσαν πίσω μαχαιριές. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι σιγάνε κάτσου. Και για αυτές τις αγάπες τις παλιές. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι σιγάνε κάτσου. Κι όσοι μ' απειλήσαν με πυρηνάδες μα. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε βοηθού.
Να βγουνε να με βρουν στην κόρυφη ψηλά τους. Περιμένω και
σιγάνε βοηθού.
Μου είπα να μην κάνω όνειρα τρελά. Να μην τολμήσω να κοιτάξω τα αστέρια. Μα εγώ ποτέ μου δεν τους πήρα σοβαρά. Πήρα τον κόσμο ολοκληρώ στα δυο μου χέρια. Θέλουνε τώρα να μου φτιάξουν μια φωλιά. Που εκεί πάνω της στο φόβο την ασχήμια. Και ένα κλάμα γοερό και μια λυσίδα βαριά. Κουβαλάει την κατάρα των θεών και την πλαστήμια. Δεν θα δακρύσω μα δε και θα φοβηθώ. Δεν θα αφήσω να μου κλέψουν τα όνειρά μου ελευθερά ψηλά. Πολύ ψηλά πετώ. Κι όλοι ζηλεύουν τα περήφανα κι αδές με τα φτερά μου. Και περιμένω κι άλλα αδέρφια για να βγουν. Σ' αυτή την κορυφή που όλους περιμένει αργή. Να μην τα κλείσουν και να μην φοβηθούν. Σ' αυτή την έξυπνη απάτη την καλωστημένη. Για αυτούς με πρόδωσαν με πίσω μαχαιριές. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε κάτσου.
Και για αυτές τις αγάπες τις παλιές. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε κάτσου.
Κι όσοι μ' απειλήσαν με πυρηνάδες μα. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε βοηθού.
Να βγουνε να με βρουν στην κορυφή ψηλά τους. Περιμένω και για αυτούς με πρόδωσαν με πίσω μαχαιριές. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε κάτσου.
Και για αυτές τις αγάπες τις παλιές. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε κάτσου.
Κι όσοι μ' απειλήσαν με πυρηνάδες μα. Θέλω να ξέρουν ότι
σιγάνε βοηθού.
Να βγουνε να με βρουν στην κορυφή ψηλά τους. Περιμένω και
Yes, and there of Killer P, we do not forget, we do not forgive. And now you've almost certainly seen in the press and on the telly about the Labour Party conference and the speeches by Miliband, who, I've got to say, if nothing else, he does seem to be a good speaker, and some of the things he's promised are welcome. For example, it's welcome that he's promised to scrap the bedroom tax if Labour elected. However, now Labour councils, which have already been elected in various areas, must stop evicting and promise not to evict people who've fallen behind in rent because of the tax. I mean, it's also hit the mainstream media, the massive, gross scale of people who've ended up falling behind on their rent because of the tax. Also, Miliband's plans to freeze energy prices is a step in the right direction, good as far as it goes, but I don't think it goes far enough. It still leaves the energy boss's profits intact. The best way to secure not just reasonably priced energy for everyone, but also green energy without fracking, without polluting power stations, is to renationalise the energy companies. And also, there's a big but. Miliband has been poor on immigration. I mean, he's been pandering to the right wing with his plans for curbs on so-called low-skilled migrants. Also, I've got to say I'm not keen on this One Nation crud, if only because One Nation kind of reminds me of the Australian UKIP-type right-wing party of that name back in the 90s, which was run by the arch-racist Pauline Hanson. Also, One Nation kind of has xenophobic overtones, which possibly ties in with Miliband and Labour being poor on immigration. It sort of implies that somehow Britain is one nation, any other people are foreigners, basically. And above all else, One Nation can never work anyway, because it denies the fact that there is class, the fact that within Britain, within near enough any nation, there is, on the one hand, a working class who produce all the wealth, on the other hand, a ruling class who are parasites and who take the wealth away from the working class. And the fact is, the workers want a greater share. In fact, we want the fruits of our own labour, whereas the ruling class are diametrically opposed. They want as big a share of our labour as they can get. So there can never be one nation. certainly not under capitalism. Now, if we got rid of capitalism, I'd say that we would not only have one nation, we would have one world. That's what we want to see. Not one nation, but one world where everybody is truly equal. Anyway, back to the music with the sound of Simply Red. Song about life under the Tories. Money's too tight to mention. Yeah, sound there of Simply Red, track entitled Money's Too Tight to Mention. And next up, I promised you last week that we'd have a recording of Billy Hayes speaking at the People's Assembly about Royal Mail privatisation, Billy Hayes being the General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union. We couldn't get it for you last week, but here it is this week.
Good morning. What used to be dubbed the Socialist Republic of South Yorkshire, going back many, many years, and that was because we then had a council in this area that was doing the, we had a Labour leader that was doing the, and I don't know what it's like nowadays, ways, like a lot of areas and people in the Labour movement now. But we support, and CW is support and part of the People's Assembly, because we want to believe in the view that all votes rise together, one struggle encourages another struggle, and so on in terms of getting a perspective on where we face in terms of the situation that we're in. We just come back from the TUC. I would say I have the opportunity on behalf of the CW to move a motion on economic policy, because it really is about the economy and what's happened to the economy when we talk about Australia. There's been a few developments which start to show, we believe, the failure of this government's economic policy. According to the most recent statistics, from the Office of National Statistics, the economy has expanded by about 1.8%. And this is an annual growth of about 0.6%, so a very anemic increase in the GDP of this country. And the long-term growth in the economy is about 2.4%. So you're going to start to hear this smooth music now from the coalition. The things are beginning to turn around, and austerity was absolutely worth it. Well, first of all, we're talking about a particular select group of people, because the vast majority of people have seen a reduction in living standards since 2008. But so I will explain what's taken place in the economy, this tiny growth in the last 6 months as a result of cuts, and I think it's all there in the figures. Between January 2012 and July 2013, government's current spending actually increased by 15.1 billion. And over the same period, there's been a rise in GDP of about 14.8 billion. That's a bit, might be to sound a bit counterintuitive, but just to say that again, between January 2012 and 2013, government spend actually increased. And over the same period, there's been a rise in GDP about 14.8 billion. So government spending has increased by around 15.1 billion. And GDP rise by about 14.8 billion. So the entire recovery has been as a result of government spending. Anemic though it is, it's actually been an increase in spending, which demonstrates to us not that the austerity was necessary, but that what the government has done, or what happened, in the economy, that very anemic growth, is as a result of government service events, not as a result of the private sector. Because the private sector currently has about £750 million in a bank, in its banks, in its reserves, and it's not spent. So the government itself, and why is that? Because Osborne has recognised that the austerity programme simply hasn't worked. It needs to be registered, because when we go on to the mood music now, the Liberals and the Dems and the Tories will be, well, it was all worthwhile because the government put back on expenditure, the economy started to expand and wasn't all worthwhile. And that's going to be a key theme, together with hostility, you know, together with the kind of Lincoln Crosby type approach in terms of immigration and all the rest of it. So that's only economy, and that's why we're in the situation we're in. But the question really is what we can do. Well, I think the first thing we have to do, and it's very simple, aid and assist each other's struggle. And sometimes it comes from areas that may not believe that that was going to happen in that particular. We have to be a bit imaginative in terms of our approach and our response. But of course, as you'll see this week, the CWU has got a big struggle in terms of privatisation of Royal Mail. Now, why do they want to privatise Royal Mail? This is like we're on now 21 years of opposing the privatisation of Royal Mail. We started in the Hexham time and we defeated it. It's then started. There was a talk about the joint venture of the British Union in 2001. Then 2007, when Alistair Darling was there, and then in 2009, when Mandelson, that was the last attempt to privatise Royal Mail under a Labour government. So much so that Peter Mandelson, he's supposed to be the Mr. Bruce, he's supposed to be the most powerful Labour politician, great expert, and he wrote a book called The Third Man. And in the book, not that I pay attention, but it's on page 256, about the CWU. And he said this. He said the CWU, when he was trying to push the bill through Parliament, privatised Royal Mail, the CWU got up to every political trust in the book to defeat privatisation. I mean, that's a compliment indeed from somebody like me. But if you listen to the media, he said, he's supposed to be this big, powerful guy, and you know, we couldn't defeat him, and we did. Of course, now, with this coalition government, the Tory government, we face a problem of privatisation. Yes. We have a campaign whilst we couldn't defeat the privatisation, to ameliorate the worst aspect of the bill, which has now become an act, and they're now talking about flotation. And we're still fighting, you know, we're still going to fight, we know how difficult that is, but we're still continuing that campaign. But what an absolute clear, whatever the outcome of the Senate, we ain't going to see our people's terms and conditions eroded. We will fight them every step of the way, and that's why we've announced a ballot on strike action in Royal Mail to defend our members' terms and conditions. And that's not going to be any easy fight, and it will be a difficult and tough fight. So confident of our position, to invite the chief executive of Royal Mail to come and address our desk on Wednesday. So every single representative in the UK, every delivery office, every mail centre, got to hear from Moyer why privatisation was such a good idea. And she went down, didn't float, if you like, on a particular option. So the argument was, the first argument they used to say was about the pension fund deficit of about 28 billion. That's now been taken on by the government, and they've nationalised the debt, and they want to privatise the money. Then it was the issue of regulation, about the kind of regulation that we have in this country, which is fiercer in this country than any other European country. Which is basically anybody who wants to deliver mail can deliver mail. And the final one is access to private capital. You know, that's the world mail needs money to modernise its company. So disagree with that. But, you know, we point out that Network Rail, nationalised under the Blair Rights Commission, Stephen Byers, because the private sector had made such a hash of it, borrows currently about 31 billion, and it's looking to borrow another 50 billion, but up to 50 billion, and that doesn't go on the PSBR. And similarly, talk of there was going to be an extension of the Northern Line in London, and that's going to be a billion. The GLA has been allowed to borrow a billion. So, you know, we say it should be allowed to borrow on the open market and get access to private capital. That's what they do in Canada when Moya Green used to be the chief executive there. And not forgetting also, uniquely in this country, we have a separation of post office councils from Royal Mail. So post office councils are still held in the public sector, and we've had 11 days of strike action in the post office councils. Our members in post office councils are being offered nothing in terms of pay rise. In Royal Mail, we've been up at 8.6% over 3 years, still not sufficient. Of course, if you measure it against what's happening outside in the world, but we don't measure it like that. We look at less than inflation over 3 years, and there's lots of other conditions attached to that, which again, I haven't got time to go into. But first of all, so why do we want a private? And what is privatisation all about? Well, Ken Williams said a long time ago now, in 1988, when we were privatising the Jarrah, the first privatisation of the postal industry. And he made this very pertinent point. It's not about the economics of privatisation. It's about all of us. It's about undermining and putting pressure on workers and divide, seeking to divide workers from workers. And it's about destroying what we regard as collectivism and trade union. That's what it's really about. Because on every single simple economic argument, it's an attempt to undermine our terms and conditions. And that's, I think, in some ways, a tribute to the strength of the CWU and the problems that we've had to face and confront. That's what it's essential to do. Obviously, we need to deal with the question of the economy and all the rest of it. But we also have to understand what this is really all about in terms of seeking to undermine our people. They're so bad at being attacked on our people in the Royal Mail and Post Office. We read on that that the poster was a marriage was small. The marriage has been brought out of poster's account, which is a small number to talk away for, but nonetheless, not on the board recently. They just decided to go to strike action in poster's account. The members of the night, they just decided to go to strike action in poster's account. And that's the first time we've ever done it. 47 years. That we're already taking the vote against strikes, they won't take the vote to and the like within the world. And that's why I said, you see, you can't be a bit routine about some of our struggles. You have to reach out and look for areas, you know, in terms of the struggles that we face. And it won't all come out from the most obvious areas. And it is about building the resistance to austerity. And it is about setting out an alternative. And we need to do it.
So, there you have it. That was Billy Hayes from the Communication Workers Union talking about various things, notably the privatisation of the Royal Mail. And back to the music, appropriately enough, here's the Sound of the Thief action, track entitled Union Man, Proletarian Man.
You gotta join your union.
Everybody join the union. Be a proud proletarian.
Yeah, sound there of the V faction, Union Man, Proletarian Man. And speaking of Union Men and Proletarian Men and Women, I suppose you've all heard about the brilliant Hovis strike, which ended with a considerable victory for the workforce over in Wigan. Now, I think that the details of it can be summed up best in a email from Ozzy, who's the SWP Unite Fraction Secretary, dated the 21st of September 2013. It says, "Fellow comrades, today at the Wigan Labour Club, workers from the Hovis factory who've been on strike voted to accept a deal put to them by management by a margin of 103-21. Katrina from the Unite Fraction, who has been active in the dispute, has informed me that the bare bones of the deal are that no agency worker will be employed unless necessary, and if agency workers work 3 weeks, they get an offer of a contract. If we look back to the start of the dispute a few weeks ago about zero-hour contracts, we can see how much they've won in Wigan. The dispute started over 23 workers at the factory employed on zero-hour contracts, which management denied. They defeated management over this, and the 23 workers on zero-hour contracts were acknowledged by management and given proper contracts of employment, probably through an agency. They then extended the dispute to include the number of agency workers on site who were on agency terms and conditions, worse than the full-time workers, many of whom seemed to be almost permanent employees due to the amount of hours they were working. It would seem that now management have conceded that if there is a job of work that needs doing, that should be done by recruiting a worker full-time on union terms and conditions, rather than getting an agency worker. I'd imagine the 21 workers who voted against the deal would have been in favour of employing all the agency workers on union terms and conditions now, as opposed to waiting 3 weeks, which does give management wiggle room to employ a number of workers as agency, but to just keep changing the faces. Having said that, the dispute has achieved significant victories. BFAWU will no doubt issue a press release on the results shortly. Anyway, so there you have it. The fact that these workers in Wigan have won massive concessions from their management and take this victory into the union, especially in the private sector, to campaign for an end to zero-hour contracts and permanent agency workers on worse terms and conditions in our workplaces. So, there you have it, a magnificent victory over in Wigan. Now, Wigan's also famous for a number of other things, for example, the road to Wigan Pier, and also Northern Soul fans will associate Wigan with the Wigan Casino back in the 70s and 80s. Well, coming up, here's a track which may well have been played at the Wigan Casino. This is dedicated to Neil. Sound of James Colt. Hey! Black Power.
People out there, to listen to me, because I got a little something out here to tell you that I hope it won't offend anybody, but this is like it really is. Years ago, my people were in chains. All right, for the war, but nothing was gained. Go here, boy, ha! Oh, there was no game. A need for black power. Political power.
Yeah, sound there of James Colt, Northern Soul track entitled Black Power. And from the Hovis strike to the coming teachers strike. Now, there's going to be a regional strike by teachers from the NUT and the NASUWT on Tuesday the 1st of October, involving the Yorkshire, Eastern England, Midlands, Humberside regions and also parts of Wales. Now, it's rightly been said that Gove is worse than Thatcher in a lot of ways. I mean, he's been attacking not only teachers' pay and conditions and job security, but also students in the loss of EMA for poor students. In the case of the astronomical university fees, putting people off going to university. And also we've seen the creeping privatisation in the form of so-called academies increasing under the Tories. Now, there's going to be a rally in Sheffield on the 1st of October, that's a Tuesday. And for that, you meet at Barker's Pool at 9:30 a.m. and then march off to the Ponds Forge International Sports Centre, where the rally's going to be held from 11 a.m. through till 12 midday, with national speakers from NASUWT and also the NUT. Also, about a dispute which was recently on, the firefighters struck for 4 hours on the 25th of September, and in Chesterfield, firefighters marched along with supporters with their banners to a roundabout in the Chesterfield town centre and got quite a lot of support from local people. Now, the firefighters' strike was against government plans to force firefighters to work until they are 60, which is ridiculous considering it's not only a difficult and demanding job, but it's one which involves very hazardous working conditions. Anyway, back to the music. This track's going out to Richard Dillon over in Chesterfield SWP. Sound of Judy Dunlop. Flowers Are Red.
The little boy went first day of school. He got some crayons and he started to draw. He drew colours all over the paper, for colours was what he saw. And the teacher said, "What you doing, young man?" "I'm painting flowers," he said. She said, "It's not the time for art, young man. And anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man, and a way it should be done. You've got to show concern for everyone else, for you're not the only one." She said, "Flowers are red, young man. Green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." But the little boy said, "There are so many colours in the rainbow, so many colours in the morning sun, so many colours in a flower, and I see every one." The teacher said, "You're sassy, there's ways that things should be. And you'll paint flowers the way they are, so repeat after me." She said, "Flowers are red, young man. Green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." But the little boy said, "There are so many colours in the room. Said, "It's for your own good, and you won't come out till you get it right and are responding like you should." Well, finally he got lonely, frightened thoughts filled his head, and he went up to the teacher, and this is what he said, "Flowers leaves are red, green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. Well, time went by like it always does, and they moved to another town, and the little boy went to another school, and this is what he found. The teacher there was smiling, she said, painting should be fun, and there are so many colours in a flower, so let's use every one. But that little boy painted flowers in neat rows of green and red, and when the teacher asked him why, this is what he said. To see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to events, protests and marches and meetings of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. Kicking off with this Sunday, September the 29th, is the Save Our NHS, Defend Jobs and Services, No to Austerity demonstration outside the Tory Party conference in Manchester, which is supported by trade unionists all across the UK and was called by Unite, Unison and the GMB. Coaches from Chesterfield will leave Chesterfield Town Hall at 9 a.m. There's also transport from Manchester and Kirkby in Nottinghamshire. There's still places on these coaches. For more details or to reserve seats on the coach, email jeaden@tesco.net. That's jeaden@tesco.net. Or phone stroke text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. On Tuesday, October the 1st, there's the Unite Against Fascism organising meeting. For location details, phone or text 0742 367 2544. That's going to be sometime in the evening. For time and location, phone or text 0742 367 2544. On Thursday, October the 3rd, Chesterfield Socialist Workers' Party has its public meeting. Is Labour Turning Left? By Phil Turner. This will be held at 7:30 p.m. at the Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe entrance, which is on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. On Saturday, October the 5th, there's a quiz and curry night at 7:30 p.m. to raise funds for Socialist Worker Appeal. Tickets are £10 waged or £5 unwaged. For more details, phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. And then on Saturday, October the 19th, in central London, there's the Unite the Resistance National Conference, held at Bloomsbury Baptist Church from 12 midday to 5 p.m. Tickets to this are £5 waged or £3 unwaged. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party. We'll be right back.
nothing can be replaced. Say every distance is not near, yet I remember every face, every man that put me here. I see my life come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Say every man needs protection. Say that every man must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection somewhere so high.
Yeah, the sound of the Tom Robinson Band, I Shall Be Released. Well, I was talking earlier quite a lot about the demo last Saturday in Sheffield against the EDL. Well, our demo, I talked a lot about the larger number of black, white and Asian people there on the streets standing up against the bully boys of the EDL. You've already heard some speeches from people speaking there, but I really don't think any report on the demo would be complete without hearing the views of some of the Asian youth who were there on the demo, so take it away.
Here I blame the Jews, you're saying it was their fault. It's their fault that Germany is in the position where we're now.
I believe that we should celebrate.
It's like that's what they're doing now. They've got no one to blame. They're not blaming themselves. They're blaming Asians and Muslims and immigration. And it's nothing to do with that. It's not like every Asian person hasn't got a work. There's a lot of Asian people that are working restaurants, that are working 9 to 5, that are working like a normal person would work. They're paying tax now, what I'm
learning.
These people, they're uneducated, so they're blaming who's around them, because they can't blame them. People are in and out the house like they normally would.
You know what I mean?
Buses are having to change routes. So they're just wasting the community's time, the police's time, people's time, everyone's time. They're drunk. They just want to have fun. They think, yeah, let's go and see a certain restaurant, pick on them. We'll try bullying them, but they can't bully us. There might be not a lot of us, but we all stand strong next to each other. Yeah, man. And we've got white people on our side, we've got, every colour. It's not even a thing where we're just representing ourselves. White people are representing us as well. So, just that they need to fix themselves up. They ain't got a problem with the race, they've got a problem with themselves. Yeah, they need to sort themselves.
Just look around.
They need to see
brown, white, black, yellow, everything. Everyone's with us. It's not about red colour. It's just viewpoints, isn't it, really? That's what it's about. Like you just said, no, it's like, if you're not agreeing with them, then they're going to pick on you. But obviously, they can't let them move.
Uneducated people that are living in the 21st century that are still racist. Yeah, man, so they're living in the 21st century confused with themselves.
Yep.
If they want this world or this country to be all about white people, that'll never ever happen, fam. Because if you go back in history, fam, it was the Asians that built this city, this country. And the blacks, they built America.
Yeah.
So how can they want us out of this country when we built it? It's like me building a house and then someone saying to me, I'm taking that off you. That will never ever happen. So we built, not us, but our grandparents, they built this country.
Yeah.
And now they want us out. We've all got brains, we've all got the hearts that bump blood, we've all bleed blood, yeah, man.
Exactly, yeah, it's the inside, isn't it, that matters, it's not the outside.
We've all got the same hearts, the same everything inside us.
Yeah.
So why should the outside matter? Like they say, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, it's by the inside that matters. So they shouldn't come to us and say to us, oh, you're this, you're that, just because of what you look like on outside. When it's our inside and our intentions that matter and everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
She's sending back to school, really. That's what they need back in history.
Education, man.
Maybe that's when they'll sort out.
They need to read their history.
Yeah.
They need to read their history, like. No offense, yeah, but ages have been in this war for thousands and thousands of years. Britain is not even old, you know, like, if it weren't for Asian takeaways, where would you go after Friday night being drunk?
I know.
If you can't drive, yeah, because you're drunk, who's going to take you home? An Asian person.
Yeah.
When you got hospital, there's a lot of Indian Asian doctors.
Yeah.
So everything involves Asians and blacks.
Absolutely.
At the same time, white people is also, we all become one hand.
We are all just one.
One hand, yeah. One fist. We all rise up, yeah. We rise up against this racism and racism and all of that.
And that's why we're here today, to stand with you and say
here,
exactly
we're all here
that.
Today to represent white people here, black people here, Asian people here. We're all here against them. To tell them, they're like, yo, we're living in the 21st century.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Why are you? We're not living back in the 17th
Correct.
Century now.
Yeah,
this is like that's history. Oh, that's
gone.
400 years ago.
It's gone.
Yeah, man. We're living in the 21st, so we need to be. We need to use our common sense.
Correct.
You gotta think about it. What you gotta think about is there's been people back in days like even in America. That's an example. Where people have stood up for themselves and everything's been, you know, they've finally got to a place and got to a point where everything's fixed up.
Yep.
And here, it's just, they're stupid, really. What they're doing is ain't right. But what they got to think about is there's bigger problems to think about than people being brown, white,
colour.
Because there's bigger problems. There's people in the world that have been, you know, starved, poverty, stuff like that. Like in America, you got, you know, like Syria, there's Palestine, there's all these places that are getting bombed constantly, war going on, but these lot are just looking for the little minority of us, little minor thing, and they're making it into such a big issue that you don't need to be a big issue.
Yeah, too true. That was some Asian youth on the demo against the EDL speaking to Radio Resistance. Now, this was recorded during a vibrant and lively demo, which is of course a good thing, but it does mean there was a lot of background noise, so apologies if, especially near the beginning, it sounded like medium wave on a bad night. Anyway, earlier on I played a track by Killer P, who was murdered by fascists Golden Dawn over in Greece, but there's been other cases of entertainers being murdered by fascists, notably during the reign of General Pinochet after the 1973 coup in Chile. There was a folk singer, a political folk singer called Victor Jara, who was not only murdered by Pinochet's thugs, but had his hands broken first so he couldn't play the guitar. Anyway, here's a track by Victor Jara, track entitled No Predos, Wolverine, I think. No predos, vulva.
No puedes volver atrás, no tienes más que seguir. Que no te aturda el engaño, sigue, sigue hasta el final. La herida que va contigo, ¿quién la puede mejorar? Es la sórdida pobreza que se pretende ignorar. Es un mar amargo y negro que se tiene que aclarar. Thank you. solo tienes que vivir para ver la libertad. La montaña cruza el viento, ¿de dónde hacia dónde va? ¿Cuántos tienen que morir para ver la libertad? El fuego que abre tus ojos, ¿de dónde hacia dónde va? Total, en la lucha pierdes si luchas para matar. El amor y la agonía envueltos en soledad, de tantas piezas oscuras que tuviste que alumbrar, correr hacia la ternura, pedir un poco de pan. Es un mar amargo y negro que se tiene que aclarar. No tienes más que seguir, no puedes volver atrás.
Yeah, sound there of Victor Jara, who was murdered by Pinochet's thugs in Chile. Track entitled No Puedes Volver. And it's about coming to the end of this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield. So over to you. If you'd like to contact us in any way, if you'd like to suggest topics of discussion, if you'd like to state your views on a particular issue, give us a bit of news, if you'd like to request or dedicate a song, then you can contact us in a number of ways. You can email us irx@souladequate.plus.com. That's India Romeo X-ray at souladequate.plus.com. You can phone or text us on 0770 256 3056. That's 0770 256 3056. Search on Facebook for Radio Resistance Chesterfield, like our page, and send us a message via Facebook, or else leave a note on the wall. And of course, if you'd like to send us something in audio format, yourself speaking on a topic or what have you, for air on Radio Resistance, well, there's plenty of places on the web where you can upload sound files. But then, of course, you've got to send us where to find it, whether it be by email, whether it be by text, whether it be leaving a note on Facebook, what have you. Anyway, as I say, that's about all the time we've got for this week. So I'm going to love you and leave you with a rather appropriate track, considering Sunday's demo. Get up, stand up. Catch you next week, or hope to see you on Sunday.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. Really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After
sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna we gonna
do?
Stand up for a
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You better
get up, stand up
in the morning.
Give it up,
stand up for your rights.
Stand up
get
right
up
now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your rights.